Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Looking ahead to the weekend now, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, we'll be joined by Donal Lennon and Marty Morrissey. But first of all, last night's Champions League action. Arsenal got a nil-all draw in Italy with Atalanta. Their goalkeeper David Raya made a remarkable double save from a penalty. Barcelona lost 2-1 at Monaco. Atletico Madrid got a last-minute goal to beat Leipzig 2-1. Bayer Leverkusen cruised to a 4-0 win in Feyenoord. And Benfica won 2-1 at Belgrade. Tonight in the Premier Division, the leaders Shelburne, they bid to improve on what's been patchy form for them recently. They face a tricky game in Galway. The big match of the night sees second place Derry City host Shamrock Rovers. That's the live RTE game. Bohemians play Drogheda United at Dalymount and St Pat's host Waterford. Dundalk will play Sligo tomorrow, but the new Dundalk owner John Temple has warned supporters the club is still in deep trouble financially. He told the club's website, "We're far from out of the woods. We're on life support. If the club is not viable at the end of the season, it's just not viable, and the day of truth will set upon us." The new rugby season kicks off tonight on a more cheerful note. Leinster go to Edinburgh tonight. Cian Healy will equal Devon Toner's appearance record for Leinster with appearance number 280. The big match of the weekend is tomorrow evening. Munster playing Connacht. That's live on RT, radio and television. And Ulster host Glasgow tomorrow. We're joined by Donal Lennon. The summer went quickly, Donal.
It certainly did. Des, my last outing was that incredible second test in Durban when Ireland beat South Africa, Cian Frawley, and that two magnificent drop goals. So, yeah, we're all ready to rock and roll again, looking forward to another epic season.
Yeah, now Leinster have plenty of experience tonight, 11 internationals in the squad, but they're three academy players making a first start, Gus McCarthy, Conor O'Tiernan and Charlie Tector.
Yeah, I think Leo Cullen will be quite pleased. He's got some Ireland internationals earlier than he normally would. You know, there's a hardcore in that starting side. Jack Conan, James Ryan, Jemison Gibson-Park, of course, who didn't travel to South Africa, was injured for that. Gary Ringrose and Jamie Osborne, who made such an incredible impact starting at fullback in those two tests. So it's an experienced Leinster side, albeit with a lot of youngsters in there. I think Leo Cullen, he'll want to start well. Leinster have fallen down in the past few seasons by losing games early in the season. As a consequence of that, you know, they ended up an away semi-final loss to the Bulls last year. So I think they'll want to start up and running fairly quickly, and I expect them to beat Edinburgh tonight.
And Sam Prendergast in at 10.
Yeah, look, everybody's going to be watching that number 10 jersey with Leinster all year. You know, the Byrne brothers have been front and centre for that for a lot of last year, but Kieran Frawley and Sam Prendergast both went to South Africa. So obviously, Andy Farrell has them higher up the pecking order in his mind. Prendergast is a really interesting young man. He's going on that emerging Ireland tour to South Africa in a couple of weeks again. But Kieran Frawley isn't available for this game. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops in the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, Munster and Connacht tomorrow will be quite a battle.
Yeah, well, look, it's unusual to start a season with a local derby. Munster, obviously, you know, they won the URC against all expectations 2 years ago. They had a brilliant run last year, 10 wins in a row, a home semi-final against Glasgow. That probably their worst performance of the season, and they lost that. Glasgow, to be fair, went on to Pretoria, beat the Bulls in Pretoria the following week, which was an incredible performance. But yeah, look, Munster, a lot of big names gone, the likes of Andrew Conway, Simon Zeebo, Keith Earls, Anton Frisch, R.G. Snyman, of course, gone up to Leinster, and Joey Carberry played with Bordeaux last week. So a lot of younger players getting their chance, but you know, Munster, I think they'll be well set. Connacht, on the other hand, a difficult season for them last year. They finished 11th in the regular season. 12 players left Galway at the end of the year. So it's a younger squad, but again, a lot of talented young players in that Connacht squad. They have 7 players on that emerging Ireland tour. So I'm looking forward to see how they develop over the course of the year.
Okay, and Ulster go to Glasgow. It's a big year for Ulster as well.
Yeah, it is. Richie Murphy came in halfway through the year. Dan McFarland, I think, was let go in February of last season. So difficult couple of months there for Richie Murphy. But he's a talented coach, did a brilliant job with the Ireland 20s. Again, Ulster have a sort of a young, callow squad. So it's going to be testing for them as well. Not the easiest of starts away to Glasgow, or playing against Glasgow, who I mentioned won the URC last year. I mean, this league, Des, there was a time you could put your seconds teams out against a lot of opposition and be guaranteed for the Irish sides that they'd win. Those days are gone. The advent of the four South African provinces to the URC has completely changed that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a South African side in the final for the past 3 years. So that's made the competition way more competitive. So it's important for all the Irish provinces that they sprint out of the blocks early on. But that's not going to be easy for Ulster this weekend.
OK, well, we'll see how it goes. Don Lennon, thanks a million for joining us. In Gaelic games, Gabriel Bannigan has been confirmed as the new manager of Monaghan, replacing Vinnie Corey. The former Leitrim manager, Andy Moran, is part of his backroom team, along with John McElhone and Damien Freeman. And Tony McEntee is to remain as manager of the Sligo Footballers for another 2 years. Now, the Hurling All-Star nominees have been named this morning, and they'll please the man who joins us now in his County Clare pyjamas. A good day for Clare, Marty Morrissey.
A very good day for Clare, with the largest number of nominations, 14 nominees from Clare, but then again, of course, they won the Allianz League and the All-Ireland as well. 45 players will be get the good news this morning. 8 counties are represented. Clare, as I mentioned, are 14, Cork and 10, Limerick and 9, Kilkenny and 4. Wexford, Waterford, Dublin and Antrim have 2 each. Caelum Lyons and Tadhg Burke of Waterford, Chris Cumming and Conor Burke of Dublin, Lee Chin and Rory O'Connor of Wexford, Paddy Burke and James McNaughton of Antrim. The goalkeeping position will be interesting. Patrick Collins of Cork, Nicky Quaid of Limerick and Aver Quilligan of Clare have all been nominated. But it's interesting, of course, that the entire Clare defence and the 6 Clare forwards have all been nominated, while the Downey brothers, Owen and Robert from Cork, are also featured. The PWC GA GPA Hurl of the Year nominees are Shane O'Donnell from Clare, Dara Fitzgibbon of Cork, Kyle Hayes of Limerick, and the Young Hurl of the Year nominees, Adam Hogan of Clare, Owen Downey of Cork, and Carl O'Neill of Limerick. So the All-Stars banquet will be held at the beginning of January, but already there'll be a lot of hype and a lot of excitement as we head towards that.
Okay, get the honey into you, Marty. I will have to.
Yeah,
I think the ploughing has taken its toll. Our first victim in golf. LIV golf players will be eligible for the Ryder Cup and USPGA Championship because the PGA of America has added LIV golf to its list of approved tours. On the course, Leona Maguire had an excellent start in round one of the Queen City Championship in Ohio. She's on 5 under par along with Nelly Korda, the leader, and 7 under Ashley Buhai. And Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry right in the mix going into round two of the PGA Championship at Wentworth today. They're both on 5 under. They tee off after midday. The leader on 7 under is Matthew Baldwin. And finally, racing this afternoon is at Downpatrick and Dundalk.
Des, thank you very much. Now,